Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel, which consist of so-called African Americans, so-called Native Americans, so-called Hispanic Americans. We do this show every morning at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., which is in the afternoon. My brother Adir Bay Israel and myself cater to the 12 tribes. And we also want to mention a few of the ministries that we have. And one of them is one of our ministries is my brother Adir Bay Israel do videos on Saturdays, afternoons or in the evening. And terrific videos that you got to see that will really, really help you to appreciate the light that he's bringing and what's going on. Also, another brother does a video of ours, brother Benaiah Bay Israel. He does a video that both you can see on YouTube. You can catch his videos on YouTube. Also, we have a new brother with us, brother Chase. And I believe it's under his name, Chase. And you can see his videos on YouTube. We also have a book binding ministry, which is we offer the Nag Hammadi to any other brother or sister that's looking to expand his wisdom and knowledge, you know, and want to know more about the Nag Hammadi. You can get in contact with either Adir Bay Israel at gmail.com, or you can get in contact with me, Doman at AOL.com. And we also have what we call we have a food ministry. And at the food ministry is named after my mother's, Sandra Johnson. Sandra Johnson pantry. You can also, if you need help, we're looking for any sisters with children. It can be husbands with children. We do, like I said, we do help in a food ministry that's named after my mother, Sandra Johnson Food Pantry.
Yes.
And again, you can get in contact with us at either AdirBayIsrael at gmail.com or Dodaman at AOL.com. You leave your name, your phone number in the description box, and we'll get right back with you. So being though that's all said, we want to go into our ministry, the Heavenly Father's Last Call. We want to go into our ministry. And before we do that, we want to give all praise and thanks and honor to the divine Heavenly Father, our mother, and Messiah, and our Lord Metatron, who continue to help us to do programs like this. It's all through them that we can continue to bring this message of light to our nation. And looking for our light brothers and sisters that's out there. So all praise and honor and glory to the divine Heavenly Forefather, Mother, Messiah, Metatron. So being though that said, I want to get into our title today, which is,
I'm going to say something before we get started. My brother gave a beautiful introduction, and we thank y'all for coming out. Like he said, you want to join us. He just gave you information. But the major thing about is this right here. I don't know if you brothers and sisters really, some brothers and sisters really understand what we're doing. What we're doing is this. We actually are in the times of, like the Father said, I'm going to put a certain span of time out to give the truth to the people that they may receive it. And then I'm going to take it away. We are in that moment where we are spreading this truth, and it's only for a certain period of time. And the sad thing about it is, like my brother was talking about shortly, this time going to run out. Mm-hmm. And they going to be, it going to be people like Ukraine over there, they crying for Bibles now. That's going to be worldwide. Mm-hmm. They're going to be looking for this truth. When it was here, basically, most people just ignored it. Look at them niggas. They don't know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So I hope people take advantage of this opportunity that not just me, my brother, Rodolph, and myself are afford the people through the father and the mother, but all brothers and sisters out here spreading the truth. I pray that people take advantage of this and don't let it pass you by. Because like me and my brother were just talking about shortly, a little while ago, it's going to be so devastating on this earth, and you ain't going to have nobody to give you understanding of what really is going on. So I get the mic back to my brother.
Thank you, brother, for that introduction, too. I appreciate that. And I just want to mention one thing, too, on top of what my brother was saying, is that we have something at Pow Talk, and you have to download that from whatever phone you have. If you got the iPhone, it may be, I forget the store for the iPhone. Apple Store. Your Apple Store. And if you have a Droid, it's the Play Store. So we are on Power Talk from 12 to 1, and it's called the Sons of El. If you go into, I guess it's the religious section, you can find the Sons of El. And that's the Sons of El 2. The Sons of El number 2. And that's where we'll be at 12 to 1. So being though that's all I said, I want to go into our ministry today because we got a very interesting topic. And the name of our ministry today is All Life About to Change for Our Nation. All life. And even people that's not of our nation, life is going to change. Right. So I'm particularly focusing on our nation, but all life for all is going to change on this planet. So I want to go into one of our scriptures of the day, our first scripture of the day, and that's letting us know that life is about to change. And that's the brother's prayer that you're far to the Heavenly Father. So anyway, at Hebrews 8:8, listen what it reads. Hebrews 8:8, and it reads, "For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days has come, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Jacob." You see, now this is the divine Heavenly Father letting us know that he's going to make a covenant. Not Israel going to make a covenant with him. Right. He's going to make a covenant with Israel and in the house of Judah, letting us know that, listen, like I told you, it's all life is about to change. Mm-hmm. So when the Father says it, then this is his words letting us know he's going to make this covenant with us, and things are about to change for our nation.
Right.
Also for other people that's not in our nation. And we'll get back. We'll touch on a little bit of that later. But my focus is all things is about to change for Israel and Judah.
Yes.
You see. So keep that in mind. You know, we look at what's taking place. And as we see these events steady occurring right in front of our face, the Heavenly Father is showing us. Mm-hmm. He's showing us. Mm-hmm. We see what's happening over there in Europe. You see?
Yeah.
We see Russia invading these countries and doing what they're doing. You know, don't think the Heavenly Father ain't seeing what's going on.
Exactly.
The Heavenly Father controls all things. He controls the left and the right. But why? What do you think? Who do you think has control of all of that? It's the divine Heavenly Father. Without the Father's permission, nobody can do nothing. Don't get it. No man can do anything without his permission. So, again, I'm just letting you know that Hebrews 8:8, the Father said he's going to give us a new covenant. Okay, now I'm going to read to you another scripture that's coming from the King James Version, which is Zechariah 8:13. Again, Zechariah 8:13. Now listen what the divine Heavenly Father had said. It says, "And it shall come to pass that as ye were cursed among the heathens of the house of Judah and the house of Israel, so I will save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong." Okay. Now, let's let's go into this. Let's examine this again. Zechariah 8:13, you know, because, see, we right now are in captivity. You see what I'm saying? We still in captivity, which is Egypt, modern day Egypt, United States. We are, what the Father say, I'm going to save you. I'm going to save you from these other nations. He's going to save us. He's going to bring us out. He always has brought us out of captivity, even when we were in the first Egypt. You see, the Father saved us, and he letting us know. That's why he said, fear not, but let your hands be strong. You see, so don't worry. Don't fear. The Father got us. So as we see these different events occurring, it should make our consciousness stronger. It should make us closer to the divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, and Metatron, because they showing you that they got our back. You know, these things is recurring because they're about to free us. You see, they are about to free us from this wicked captivity that we in. That's why he says, hold strong.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So don't fear. Don't worry. Continue to pray. Continue to observe, because we don't have to do. All we have to do is do our best to serve the divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, and Metatron, and our mother, and we're going to be all right. You see? That's why he tells us, let your hands be strong. So that's just another fruitful thought. Now I want to take us to a third scripture that's coming from Jeremiah 31, 1 to 2. Now listen to this. Jeremiah 31, 1 to 2. It says, the Lord said, Israel, I promise that someday all your tribes will again be my people, and I will be your God. And the desert, I was kind to those who escaped death. I gave them peace when the time is right. I will do the same for you, and the Lord has spoken. You see? You see? In Jeremiah 31, 1 to 2, giving us reassurance. He's telling you, I'm your God. You see?
Right.
I'm your God. You my people.
Right.
The Father's giving us comfort. Look, that's love and comfort. He's giving us love and comfort. And he's saying, if he was kind to us back then when we was in Egypt, so why would he not be kind to us now? We are the same people. We are the same people. We just incarnated into a different time, which we in now.
Exactly.
You see? So the Father's love has never changed for us. You see? And he said it. This is not my words. He said, I will do the same for you. I, the Lord, has spoken. So he's giving you a reassurance. I spoke this. I'm going to give you assurance, reassurance that you're going to be okay. You know, I'm telling you this.
Exactly.
You see? And I say, not me. This is what the divine Heavenly Father said. Just to get that right. This is what he's saying, brother. You see?
Right, right.
So that let us know that he's spoken it, you know, because he said at the end, the Lord has spoken. You see, his words.
Now, like my brother just said, sometimes us as individuals, when we read the word, sometimes we get a little, okay, I'm going to say it like this. You know how when something bad happened on earth, like something that make you scared, like something drastic, you'd be like, dang, I'm scared. And then you'd be wondering if the Father's word is true, because you can't really see it. You're going by what you read. But that's where your faith come in. But everything we read, it lets you know that he will do what he say he's going to do. Like my mother just said, all throughout every generation and civilizations, when you read the stories of destruction, it's always a remnant saved. Those remnant is our seed, our people, and he's going to do the same again. You know what I'm saying? So just like my brother said, even in Egypt, when all the plagues was going down, you notice if you watch the movie Moses, they showed the plagues and stuff, but they didn't show you the part where Egypt was over there eating, drinking wine. They didn't show you that. They just showed you the plagues on the Egyptians. You know what I'm saying? But he's going to take care of us again like he always has. know what I'm saying? So, like my brother said, he take care of it before, and he going to do it again. But this going to be the greatest one ever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm going to read to you about the phoenix to show that that's an example of judgment as well as resurrection. You know what I'm saying? What my brother talking about. Because the Gentiles took the phoenix to my day, they weren't going to rise. Yeah, you going to rise, all right? Mm-hmm. Rise for that tail, woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right, brother. Yeah, they going to rise. You know, they already risen, and they want to rise again.
Right.
That don't make no sense.
Right.
But I digress, you know. But the thing is, you know, like my brother said, you know, the Heavenly Father has never abandoned us and never will and never will. And listen, now this scripture gives us more reassurance. You see, reassuring Israel that we are going to be okay. Now listen how the Heavenly Father expresses his love for us. Listen, and again, I'm reading from Jeremiah 31, 3 through 5. Again, Jeremiah 31, 3 through 5 in the King James Version Bible. Now listen to this. It says, Israel, I will always love you. That's why I've been so patient and kind, and you are precious to me. And so I will rebuild your nation. Once again, you will dance for joy and play your tambourines. You will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria and enjoy the grapes. You see, these are the things that we did and we had earlier done. You see, so the Heavenly Father never changed, and we're going to do it again. What did he say? He said, I have always loved you. You see what I'm saying? He said that's why he's been patient with us. You see, he ain't destroyed. He could have been destroyed us.
Let me ask you about your precept. You said Jeremiah 31, 3 through 5.
Jeremiah 31, 3 through 5.
Look at my strong with your hand.
Let me see. Give me 1 second.
We want to make sure I get the right precept.
Okay, you know what? I made a mistake that it might be Jeremiah. No, Jeremiah 31, 3 to 5. The Lord appeared to me with everlasting love, therefore, love and kindness, draw thee. Again, build thee, I shall build. O virgins of... Okay. Then,
let me try to bring it up.
Yeah.
Bear with us for
a second.
Okay. You said Jeremiah 31. Read the precept.
Try Jeremiah. Just look at Jeremiah 3, 1, 3 to 5,
okay.
and see if that's it.
Jeremiah 3, 3.
Yeah, is Jeremiah.
Therefore, the showers, no.
No. Then it should be Jeremiah 31, 3 to 5.
Jeremiah
31, 3 to 5.
The Lord hath appeared. Read the first beginning of that.
It says, Israel, I have always loved you. Okay. That's why. Research Israel, I have always loved you.
Give me 3 more words.
Israel, I have always loved you. That's why I've been so patient. Been so patient. Excuse me, we're just making sure we're getting the correct scriptures.
Jeremiah
31, 3 to 5. That's what I have. 31. Praise the Lord appeared. What is that, though? But how did we,
because I put that in. It says, the Lord that I have loved you with an everlasting, because it's said right here.
Okay.
The second part of the paragraph, I have always loved you.
Okay. So it's Jeremiah 3?
No. It's still Jeremiah 31, 3.
Right.
But in this precept, this version, it say, let me go down.
Right.
And add it some more. Oh, you know what?
What happened?
Because it's King James, look.
Right.
It added, okay, you said, I have loved thee.
Yep.
with an everlasting love. Maybe it added this part. Which version you quoted from?
I think
see,
I
that's
did.
Why the court, that's yeah. Why the, depends on which version.
Right. Now, see, and yeah, because the Bibles have different versions.
Right.
So the version.
The precept is right.
Yeah, the precept is right, but the version is a little different because there's different versions
right.
of the Bible.
Right.
This is how the Edomites did it,
right.
you know.
Right, right,
but
right.
The pre,
exactly.
But the precept
right.
is right.
Right.
You know. So. We apologize about that. We just want to make sure we had the right precept,
right.
that we're giving you the right information.
Exactly.
So the precept is right, but it was a different version of the precept
right.
that my brother found in
right.
King James Version Bible.
Right.
But it's the precept is right.
Right.
So just letting us know that the Father said he's going to rebuild
mm-hmm.
our nation. He's going to be the one. He's the one that's going to allow us to be able, when he say dance for joy
mm-hmm.
and play the tambourine,
yes.
that means
mm-hmm.
we're going to, enjoy. We're going to party.
Right.
We're
yes,
going to
yes,
party.
Yes, yes.
We're going to enjoy the fruit of yes. our labor.
Did he never have a banquet?
Right. So, yes. you know, so, and then when he also talk about the enjoy the grapes, he's talking about enjoy not just grapes, but all the foods,
mm-hmm.
all the,
mm-hmm.
the fruits of your labor
mm-hmm.
you would enjoy,
mm-hmm.
you know. So he, and this is coming from the divine heavenly Father, letting Israel know that we are going to, that's why it goes back to our title, All Life is About to Change
mm-hmm.
for Our Nation,
mm-hmm.
coming from the divine heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and also, too, like I said, the grapes is all, it's synonymous with Israel. Even remember in the garden, even with Adam,
mm-hmm.
when he had the grapes, I mean, he got kicked out of the garden, had that grape bigger than him. You know what I'm saying? So the grapevine is synonymous with Israel. You know, that's why I always talk about the grapes, the vines, you know what I'm saying? It's Israel and the trees was the world. So it just is amazing just to bring out that
precept
with that piece of context in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because grapes is, you will see that all throughout the Bible. It speaks even
right.
when Moses went into the land and they had these big clusters of grapes.
Yes.
The grapes was huge.
Yes.
They were like
yes.
watermelons.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Even when Noah got off the ship, what did he plant?
Grapes.
Yes.
So, it just lets you know that grapes are very well known in the Bible texts that it always used. And then you notice with grapes is plenty.
Right.
Plentiful.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So again. Okay, brother, thank you for that. Now, I'm going to go to our next scripture at Isaiah 14:2, King James Version. Now, listen to this. This is really interesting. In Isaiah 14:2, King James Version, and it says, and the people should take them and bring them into their place,
mm.
and the house of Israel should possess them
mm.
in the lands of the Lord. For servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captivity, whose captives they were, and rule over their oppressors.
Mm-hmm.
See, all life, like I tell you, all life about to change for our nation
mm-hmm.
and the other nations.
Because mm-hmm.
see, some of them, like the scripture said, they're going to be our handmaids and servants.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to serve us in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to be their job.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They're going to be happy to do it
mm-hmm.
because the Father could have let them be under the destruction
mm-hmm.
that's coming to the nation
mm-hmm.
that did Israel
mm-hmm.
and conspired against
mm-hmm.
Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when a father speaks this truth in life, they don't like to talk about this.
Right.
You ain't going to hear them talk about Isaiah 14, too.
Right.
They don't want to hear that.
Right. Exactly.
But it's true.
Exactly.
And that is going to occur.
Exactly.
You see, brother?
Exactly. And also, too, check this out. That was a beautiful precept for my brother just read. Because, like you said, you ain't going to never see an Edomite ever, or a Gentile ever talk about that precept right there. But the amazing thing is, that also show you, too, that the world will never tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You think they can sit up there and say this? Hey, yeah, I know we've been ruling this peace for a long time, and we're going to have to be subservient to the niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to kiss their boots. You know what I'm saying? They're going to rule over us. You think they can tell the world that? Heck no. They never will.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that's why the Book of Remembrance said, even till the end, they're going to stand fast in their wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm I'm saying? So that's why the father said, I have to come back and do something because they ain't gonna never let up on my children.
Right. If he would let, listen, if the divine heavenly father did and mother didn't intervene, the archons got this system where it'll just continue to go. We would never progress.
Yes.
We would never get where the father wants to get to. So he has to intervene.
Yep.
You know, the father mother has got to stop them. You see, because it wasn't meant for man to be in his third dimensional place like we are in. It wasn't meant for us. It was always meant for us to arise to the higher dimensions.
Right.
You see, and we are, we're about to get into a little of that in a minute. So, you know, but just giving us a basic ideal of the times that, well, what the archons have done. When I say archons, the government, the powers to be, the wickedness in higher places, that's what I'm talking about when I say archons. Okay, now let's read from the Keys of Enoch, page 370, verse 86. Now, listen to this. From the Keys of Enoch, page 370, 86. Now, this is point blank. You don't get no briefer than this. Listen what the Heavenly Father Mother says. The souls without light is helpless. Only those souls who have awakened in the divine plan and have sought the love and light of the divine mind are given the opportunity to connect with the Christian foundation of light sent through the portals of creation to enlighten the worlds supervised by the cherubim. Mm. Thus, the Messiah is sent to prepare a place of glory for his people who will see the tremendous energies of light and love given for the sanctification of life.
Mm.
You see, telling you this, it don't get no more painted than that. Mm. But inside of this, it's speaking of our nation, but it's also speaking of light, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the thing, you know, when he said the souls who was awakened with a divine plan, you see, he's talking about the awakening of light, brothers. You see, because we are part of the divine plan to help our nation.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? But we had to awaken first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Light brothers had to awaken so that the Father could put his plan into play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it even go, listen, when it says he sought the love and light of the divine mind are given the light of the divine mind are given the opportunity to connect with the cherubim.
Mm-hmm.
So these things was given to light, brothers, to connect with the angels.
Mm-hmm.
You see, these things, it was the Father's plan from the beginning.
Man.
You see, and that's why I say, as our title goes, all life about to change for Israel and our nation and the people on the planet.
Another thing to add to what my brother just said, you notice it said new light rays and particles, new vibrations, new sounds, everything going to be new. You know what I'm saying? This old magnetic field, the whole thing about it, it's going to be a whole new energy system. Molecular and I said the word all messed up. Cut it up. Molecular, say it for me, brother.
Molecular.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Because all that's gonna be new. You know what I'm saying? Colors, it's gonna be colors we never thought even exist, but they're gonna be beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna change us more. We're gonna talk about this corruptible flesh, my goodness. And we're gonna be a bad hush your dang mouth. You're fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brother. And you see, these changes is going to happen, and they're going to happen fast.
Yeah.
It's not like something.
What is that, it? What? In the blink of?
In the blink of an eye. It's going to be like that. That's why you have to. You must get on these higher vibes and let go this third dimensional thinking that has been placed on us. You see, this is very important.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes. And I'm going to add to that. Now, like he said, when you think like the third dimension, the scripture keep telling you, if your mind is on this world, then you're going to be destroyed like the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if your mind is on the spiritual things to come, then you shall transform with the new things to come.
Right.
That's just the bottom line.
Yep. You're right, brother. Now, let me show you what our Heavenly Father, Mother say, further detail into what we just talked about and what my brother just says. Now, listen to this. Keys of Enoch, 370, page 370, 87, and 88. Now, listen to this. And at the time of the glorification of creation, the cherubim opened the energy portals of creation so that the intelligent life ascend beyond the violent entropic fire into the proper chambers of life within the treasury of light. They help the full change into the garment of light that they will wear in the new mansion world of light.
Yes.
The order of the B'nai Elohims are sons of creation, gods who are commissioned to dispatch and share of the treasury of light for the wisdom and education of souls.
Right, right.
They are the creative instruments for the Elohim who commissioned the Ben-Ador Eloholistic programs so that the creation will continue into greater light. So that's why I say, AKA light brother, you see, to make this a little bit easier for you to understand, it's talking about light brother being restored. You see, because this is all part of the Heavenly Father's plan for us to be restored and to help our nations.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's why when it says they will help the faithful change into their garments of light.
Mm-hmm.
That's light, brothers. We putting on our garments of light, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we will wear those new lights in the mansion worlds of light.
Right.
When he speak of the mansion worlds of light, he's talking about other worlds of light that's not on this planet, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's got to happen first for light, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
As I always say, as the priests cross the Jordan first, then our nation cross. But we got to cross first so we can make the way for our nation, you see. And plain words, you see what I'm saying? And it's just letting you know how important light brother's job is, you see. And this is, and again, that's why I keep saying, again, back to our title, All Life About to Change for Our Nation.
Mm-hmm.
You see, brother?
Yep. Now look, like my brother just said, the priests lead first. Basically, the priests lead the sheep. You know what I'm saying? They are light brothers. Every leader in those scriptures are light brothers. Every last one of them. Jeremiah, Elijah, Moses, Joshua, all of them, they light brothers. And sisters, Mary, what's Mary's cousin name? Have that John the Baptist mother, Martha,
Elizabeth,
you know what I'm saying? Rachel, what was Jacob's wife's name? Rachel and Leah.
Leah.
You know what I'm saying? Sarah.
Yep.
They light sisters.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Every light sister in the Bible was barren. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Every light sister in that Bible could not have a baby because they all was barren. That was a sign of light sisters. Anyway, I did a video on that. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I wanted to say too.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about the light brothers, when they keep, like my brother just read, it was so beautiful, that we're going to return. That's the key word, return. See, we in this third dimension, we think ourselves as separate individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And we not. We are part of the spiritual light community, the hierarchies, the higher eons, the upper eons in which we are from. We are a collective body. We're not individuals. That's why I say return to the great light realms. You know what I'm saying? You are from there, and you must return.
Mm-hmm.
Like the scripture said, from whence you are from, you must return. There's no ifs, and buts about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going home, and you're going to remember. Oh, I'm going to go back to the old loving movie I like to talk about, you know what I'm saying, Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, when Simba was looking for Mufasa. He said, where would I find the king? Where would I find the king? What will Mufasa tell him? The king lives in you.
Mm-hmm.
See that? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you must return from which you are from. Bottom line.
Yes, brother. That was beautiful. You know, and that's why when we go into these deeper, you know, mm-hmm. it brings out, you know what, it like I can feel the energy of the divine mother, father rising up my back. Yes.
You know,
because these are not our words.
Right.
This is coming from our mother, father, Messiah,
right.
and Metatron.
Right.
We're not these things. Not us telling, you know, it's from them, you know.
Right.
So I want to take you to this next precept, and this is like the coup de grace right here. Listen what they say. See, it's giving you a description of what light, who we are, light brother, what we going to do.
Right.
See, we here to do a job.
Right.
And we doing our job.
Right.
You see, and this is where we're going to further do more. Okay. Now listen to this, coming from the Keys of Enoch, page 102, verse 102. Again, Keys of Enoch, scripture 102, and listen what it reads. Each ascended master from the Hios HaKadosh is used the partnership of the ranks of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Shekinah, Trinity to relate to the post-supreme ages of the outer levels of the Master's universe, which is the Father's universe transposed into extinctions. Since this relationship unfolds from futures of the Trinity, the hierarchy does not know the ultimate result of the trinitized relationship between each ascended master and the Father's Holy Spirit, Shekinah. Mm. Partnership, as each master is called upon a Christ paradise son.
Mm.
Now, listen, this is so deep, but it is so deep that what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to break this down to you. This is how deep this is. This is just, now he's telling us in layman terms that each light brother, right? Let me show you how each light brother is so important to having this partnership with the Father, Mother, which is our Mother, the Spirit, the Shekinah.
Mm-hmm.
That even the angels, and I'm talking when I say higher, because there's rankings of angels. I'm talking about like the Elohim angels. They don't even not that they don't understand, but they don't know what the Father, all that the Father has planned for the light brothers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you see,
mm-hmm.
They know that they are part of helping us to connect back to the Mother Father,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know the exact plan that the Father has for us to do. And
mm-hmm.
each light brother is mm-hmm. different. We all will do different things.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in higher universes and
mm-hmm.
other universes,
mm-hmm.
they don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So that shows you just how important light brother is. And I'm not trying to toot my horn. I say this in all seriousness of humbleness, just to show you how deep this is. All praise to the divine Heavenly Father, Mother, Messiah, yes. Metatron.
Yes.
All praises.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, when he just said post, that means way before there ever even was time.
Right.
It means way at the beginning when Sophia, the first light realms was created. It means we go way back there. I'm going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
See, what a lot of people don't understand is this. Us in these bodies, we are from the beginning. We are the great old fathers and mothers of old. That's why pissed Sophia. I mean, we from day round. That's why Sophia say, I'm pissed mm-hmm. at the archons because they let my friends fall down in those physical bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we back there with Sophia, your ass, excuse my language, old as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You are old. You one old soul. That's why the Black Almighty says some old souls and some new souls. These ones, us and these bodies, we old souls.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said post, meaning way from the beginning. We help Messiah create stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the other angels don't overstand our greater mission. Because we are even beyond them.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? We some old hush your mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We some old hush your mouth.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why it said post.
Mm-hmm.
Long ago. That's why Sophia said, I'm mad. And that's why I'm going to read from the Mag of Molly. Mm-hmm. If we have a chance, I'm going to let my brother get his out. And I'm going to tell you why she put this phoenix, the phoenix in the Garden of Eden. So I'm going to let my brother get back to it.
Now, this next precept is going to cap it off for life, brother. Now, I told you a lot, but this is going to really cap off exactly what my brother was saying. Now, listen to this. Remember, these is not my words.
Right.
This is from the divine Heavenly Father, Mother, Messiah, and Metatron. Now, check this out. Just to show you that what my brother said, we old souls, he's telling you the truth.
Wow.
It's beyond that. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Now, Keys of Enoch, page 372, verse 104. Keys of Enoch, 372, page 104. Listen to this. Each ascended master from the ranks of the highest HaKadosh, who has won the triple crown of the Father's love by being a Christian Lord, King, and Redeemer, will pioneer the expanding creative frontier as it continues to push outwards into the deeper, uncharted space. Live for the redemption of mankind in all orders of intelligence and seek to liberate fallen gods and lords.
Look at that.
Wrapped in their own dimensions.
Look at that.
Dominions, creative thoughts, so that the universal creation are possible on the sonship level within the open-ended sovereignty of the heavenly forefather. It says Yahweh, but the heavenly forefather.
Right.
So listen. Okay. I'm going to hurry up and try because we only got 3 minutes left. See, it's telling us we are ascended masters. We have the triple crown of the Father's love. We Christian lords, Christed lords. We the King, is his King and Redeemers.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they call Messiah.
Right.
Being though we his little brothers.
Right.
See, it's letting us know.
Right.
And then it tells us what we're going to do.
Right.
We are going to help mankind who is stuck in this liberated, fallen, Archon world, and we're going to seduce these Archons, and we're going to do the will of the eternal Heavenly Father to bring the universal creation back to what it's supposed to be at. And all under the Heavenly Forefather's name, we're going to do these things.
Right.
But it's letting you know what these light numbers are.
Right.
But I'm going to have to get ready to end this.
Now, let me say this. Basically, what he said was, you are the old God.
Yes.
You are the first old gods that was there from the beginning. And you trapped in these bodies. That's why Sophia said, I'm mad at my friends are trapped down there.
Mm-hmm.
You are the old gods that all the scriptures be talking about. That's what he's saying.
Yes. And it's just amazing. You know, that's why we bring this sort of light to you. Because, you know, it's incredible the things that we read. But anyway, that's going to end our ministry for the day. I want to thank all that came out and listened to us. And we pray that we were able to enlighten you with some more light that the Father, Mother, Messiah gave to us. But if it's the Lord's will, we'll be back next week to do this again. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we want to thank you. And we're going to say shalom. Peace be unto you. Shalom.
Shalom. what is it, 101 to 107?
372. Yeah. You go from 101 to 107.
Man, that was powerful. My goodness. And that let you know you the old guy.
Yeah, you the old, you yeah. the old soul. The yeah. way the old soul. Yeah. They're talking exactly about you.
Yep.
You see, that's why I say there is no way this is going to cap it off.